Following was a segment on WGEM Sports Center, weekday morning 7-9 on ESPN 1440.
Jack Cornell joining us via the Sports Center hotline. Baltimore Ravens, of course, Q&D alum, picked up a certain ring on Friday. Jack, big thanks. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing really good. I'm doing really good. How you guys doing?
Doing well. How many days did you actually wear it? I have to ask, have you taken it off yet? Where is it at?
You know, I've only had it a couple days, so I can't say that I've had that much time to wear it too often. But, yeah, I have taken it off. I've actually got to go back to work today, so I don't think I'll be wearing it into the office. But it's hard. It's definitely hard to part ways with it, that's for sure.
The moment itself, the ceremony, we know it was a private ceremony. Kind of discussed a little bit of that moment with us. What was it like? What was the situation?
I mean, it was crazy because, you know, they threw this huge party for us in our indoor facility, you know, dinner, and everybody's coming back. Guys who are moved on to other teams are, you know, back and celebrating this championship that we've won. And, I mean, it's the ultimate prize that, you know, everybody wants to experience when they're playing at this level and they're playing in this league. And to be able to get that, to share that with everybody that was there was, you know, truly incredible.
It's got to be such a weird, I don't say a weird definition, but it's also interesting because, and Jack Cornell joined us, when you were in your first year there and you've also seen guys that have been through the league many of years, and it's probably an emotional moment, isn't it? Because it's not just a ring. It means you've reached the pinnacle. It means you've done something that you've been working your butts off for your entire career. It's got to be a neat moment to see where you're at and also see the guys that have been doing it for a long time get that ring.
No doubt. I mean, you know, I remember sharing a moment with Matt Burke.
Exactly.
And, you know, he's a guy who's been in this league for, you know, 15 years and had never even gotten close to this game until this last season. And, you know, he was just looking at his ring like it was, you know, the most beautiful thing in the entire world. He just couldn't take his eyes off of it. And, I mean, it's incredible to see guys like that, you know, finally get to experience this ring. And me, just, you know, my first year in the league, and I'm, you know, how lucky can I be? But these guys have been working, you know, so hard for, you know, the majority of their lives to get to this point. And for them to get that, I mean, it's incredible.
Ravens have won two now. It's a neat moment. Jack Cornell joining us. Picked up a Super Bowl ring on Friday. Busy week last week. You tweeted out some pictures and put them on Facebook as well. It's awesome. Last week, of course, when champions win, they go to the White House, meet the president, get, you know, I think it's a huge gala pretty much of what goes on. That moment, just that whole interesting event, describe it for us, just last week in general.
I mean, last week in general was very, very crazy. You know, I turned 24 on Tuesday.
Happy birthday.
And, thank you. And then on Wednesday, you know, we loaded up the buses and drove down to Baltimore, Washington Parkway, and on into D.C. and into the White House. And I've only been to the White House one other time in my life. And that was in eighth grade on a field trip. And this time it was obviously totally different circumstances. And, you know, I just remember we pulled up to the White House and we had to go through like seven different security checkpoints. And I mean, it was obviously pretty intensive. I mean, it's the White House.
And, yeah.
You know, we finally got in and we could kind of walk around the White House a little bit, you know, the front hallway, the East Room. And it was just amazing. And then finally, when the time came to meet the president, you know, they got everybody lined up outside, and you know, here he comes with John Harbaugh and Ozzie Newsome, and everybody's just like, "Holy cow!" I mean, it's the president of the United States, and it doesn't really matter what, you know, your political feelings are, Republican, mm-hmm. Democrat, whatever. I mean, in that moment, I mean, that's the most powerful man in the free world, and that's the president of the United States of America, and. And we're there as Super Bowl champions, and just it's sort of like an out-of-body experience because, you know, you're just seeing this, you know, this man talk to our team, and, you know, having the opportunity to shake his hand, man, it's something that I'll never forget.
Jack, I think it's something that when professional athletes are odd, it means something even more, and that's like the situation. And because we always look up to of the, you know, the actors, the singers, the pro athletes, but then there's one guy above it all, and whoever it is, that's the president, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, no question. He's, you know, everybody knows who he is, who Barack Obama is, and you know, just having that opportunity to meet, you know, a president. I mean, like I said, I turned 24 years old on Tuesday, and then the very next day I'm shaking hands with the president of the United States. I mean, it's, you know, I just feel so blessed and so incredibly fortunate and lucky to be in the situation that I'm in right now. And it makes me want to fight even harder and keep doing it again and again. And that's what I intend on doing.
Did he really say about fear of the beard? Is that something you made up, or is that something that was actually came out? That was actually someone rolling on Twitter. What was up with that?
I promise you that he said that. He said that to me. I went and shook his hand, and, you know, as we were walking out, when we first got there, we didn't know if we were going to have a chance to shake his hand. But the person who was kind of coordinating this all said that, you know, Obama usually wants to shake everybody's hands, but depending on his schedule and how much time he's got, we don't know if he'll have that chance. So when I saw that everybody was, you know, getting to shake his hand, I knew that I was going to get that chance. And I was walking, you know, walking up to him, and I shook his hand, and I was like, you know, thank you so much. This is an honor. And he just kind of stopped and looked at me, and he just said, "Fear the beard." And I wanted to, like, just jump up and down and run away as fast as I could and tell as many people as I could, but kept myself under control, and I waited till I got, you know, onto the bus to finally just be like, holy cow. I mean, he actually said that to me. And I promise you that actually happened. It was 100% real and factual, and I'm not making any part of that up.
That's awesome. Jack Cornell joining us. Well, Jack, what's next? I know you go back to work today. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, we have mini camp this week, and this is sort of like the last week of work that we go through before we have a few weeks off for training camp, and sort of the last look they'll have at us before, you know, everybody kind of parts ways. So this is a big week from an evaluation standpoint, and I mean, you know, I'm feeling confident about it. You know, I feel really good about what I've been doing so far to get to this point, and I'm just looking to, you know, get better every single day.
We got to let you go, man. Big thanks for joining us. Appreciate it, as always, taking some time. Our listeners love it. Our listeners, we live vicariously, I think, through you and Luke Guthrie. So Luke's off to the U.S. Open this weekend. We're living through him, and we actually met the president last week. That's how we feel. Jack, thanks, man.
And it's pleasure as always on this end of the line, man. It's always great talking to you guys.
Jack Cornell. Have a good one, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Q&D alum, Baltimore Raven.